State your name for the record.
Joseph Simone, I'm from Glenside, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
And if there's anything I can do to help you in any way, I'll certainly do my best. I'm a resident of Cheltenham for 53 years. I didn't go to school here. I mean, I'm a senior citizen, you have to take what you get. I appreciate your frankness in regards to the standardized testing and the results. 66.5 is certainly not a good number when Abington is 89 and Mr. Hickman is 101, and you know that. So I'm not here to talk about, it's difficult not to talk about performance because we've been paying for a good performance and not getting it. We have to take the responsibility for what we do and our actions, and our actions have not produced the results that we want. So I come to you in regards to an item that has been on the agenda for a while. And I come to you only because, mainly because of the performance factor. And secondly, because of the fact that we pay more in school taxes than any other district, not just in our area. They're just deplorable. They're unbelievable. And yet, we move along, skip along as if that's not true. We get a financial report once a year. How many foreclosures have there been? And the report reads something like, well, we had one last year, we had one this year. And that's a lot of bull, because there are so many forced sales and so many people that just give up house. They're not deemed as foreclosures. So you just can't read or hear a report by some member on the board that there's one foreclosure again this year, because it's not the true story. The true story is that people are sold a bill of goods, they come into Cheltenham, we've got great schools, they wonder, well, and the price is right, and then when they get hit over the head. And I think if we're taking a survey, I think we're going to take a survey of the school directors. Because if the survey comes up with information from the community and the school directors don't want any part of it, what the hell good is the survey? So let's get a survey from the directors. What do they think should be done? They've been living and been being criticized for years for the high taxes, higher than anybody else, the poor performance in the last 10 years. Four different superintendents in the last 4 years in Cheltenham. I mean, this is a miserable picture here. I mean, we can talk about 11 blue ribbon students, but with 4,500 students, 11 is a drop in the bucket. This is a great community, only producing 11. I mean, that's all that was in the paper. So I come to you with giving you information of where we are. And we're up the creek, and I wish you all the success in the world, because we need it. And I'm serious about the survey of the directors, because the directors have not done their job. I don't care how many years, they have not done their job. I have a neighbor that sold her house for $400,000. Went up to Wissahickon, is paying 40% in taxes, what she paid before. And Wissahickon is the top performing, one of the top performing districts. So I offer a suggestion. You're talking about a new school in Cedarbrook. Where's the facilities study? What size school should this be? Do we need two middle schools? We don't even know. We're copying and staying with the same business that has gotten us into this hole. How can you build a school without a survey? That's terrible. You built two new schools, 0.9 miles from each other. Horrible. I suggest that we look at three lower schools one middle school and one high school. Eliminate two schools. It can be done. I inspected every classroom in this district before Cedar Brook was closed or had its problem. Before, I went to every classroom, and there are a number of empty classrooms. So that's my suggestion, and lots of success, sir.
Public comments by Joe Simone. Cheltenham School Podcast. November 10, 2015. www.cheltenham.fm